It's the Indigo Girls live exclusively on Modern Rock Live. Their new CD is called Shaming of the Sun. That's a track from their brand new CD, Don't Give That Girl a Gun. We'll be back with Emily and Amy and more of your questions and more live playing exclusively on Modern Rock Live. Hey, folks, it's Tom Calderon live from New York, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. Wow, I'm everywhere. And you're listening to Modern Rock Live, America's number one alternative music show. And tonight, we're very pleased to have the Indigo Girls with us. They'll be taking your calls, and they're playing cuts from their latest album and also playing live for us. In just a few minutes, also, we'll be joined by Morcheeba live from Los Angeles. If you got a question for either of tonight's guests, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-223-ROCK. That's 1-800-223-7625. At the beginning of the show, we talked about how, Amy, you put together songs, and Emily, let's turn the tables to you. How do you put together music?
I have sort of a collective pool of little thoughts that I think are going to go into songs eventually, and then I just sort of feel that it's time to write, and then I sit down and I play around with chord progressions, and then some of that stuff that I've tucked away comes out, and I'll write down a few notes and stick it with a chord progression, something like that. So it's good, though, now that I'm playing piano. It's like a whole other outlet for writing. It frees me in a way, ironically, since I'm not that good a piano player, but it frees me lyrically in a way that I haven't experienced with guitar recently. So that's a new outlet. I'm glad for that.
The fact that you two have been performing together for almost close to 10 years now, if not over 10 years, have you learned from each other about songwriting, or is this something that maybe each one of you look towards as inspiration when performing musically?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about us that's great to learn from each other is that we're so drastically different from each other that I think for me, Emily has a very large chord vocabulary and her melodies tend to go places that you don't expect a lot of times, and I think that's something I've watched and learned from, and try to like watch what chords she's playing sometimes, because I run out of them myself. And used to borrow some of hers. And tunings.
Sure.
I mean, we definitely pick up some tunings from each other. Guitar tunings.
Is there ever an opportunity each one of you maybe present a song to each other and either one of you maybe don't like it? What happens then?
That's only happened once, and it happened such a long time ago. And I think it was me who said, I can't really sing that song because I don't really agree with it. But, now if I'd been presented that song, I would say, I'd love to sing that song.
But so. She didn't tell me she didn't like it. Uh-oh, the things you learn in interviews.
No, it wasn't that I didn't like it. It's that I couldn't sing it.
So we could have live fisticuffs here on Modern Rock Live here.
Is that what you're trying to get?
Yeah, of course. Started some controversy. It's ratings period, you know. No. I mean, is that true though? That you didn't really know that?
No, I knew she didn't agree with the song. I knew that she wouldn't agree with it when I wrote it at that point. But I think the thing is that you never know if you're going to like a song right off the bat either. And so what we try to do is grow with the song. Both of us do. And if the song's not that great, it weeds itself out. I feel like I know mine works that way. And
definitely.
So we may work on an arrangement for a while and then it's like it's not going somewhere, or we never get around to it, and it's obviously not something that's going to happen. So we've never had to tell each other, I'm not doing that song, or I don't like it, or anything.
Right. The Indigo Girls are with us on Modern Rock Live. We go back to our phones, and it's Stacy's turn. Hey, Stacy.
Hi. Hi. The new album's phenomenal.
Thanks.
Caught the tour last year in Park City, Utah, and the Honor of the Earth tour was brilliant. And I was wondering if you were doing any more work with the Indigenous Peoples Network.
Actually, we're doing another Honor the Earth tour, which works with a bunch
Great.
Of different groups, indigenous groups, and that's going to be in September, and right now we're just working with the campaign, members of indigenous communities to figure out which issues we want to pinpoint, and then we'll go out and play, like a month-long bunch of stop tour, just like we did before, but we're going to do some more on the East Coast this time, which we didn't do before.
Oh, good. So will this be will this be separate from your tour, or when will this happen?
This happens in September, and it is a separate tour that we put together where we play from about 15 major cities usually, and we'll do some Indian communities, go in and play and exchange ideas and exchange art, and we'll do press conferences, and it's a whole different setup. I mean, it'll be different venues and a different kind of program. We'll probably have a lot of indigenous bands along the road with us and political speakers during the show, so it's a completely different thing from the other kind of touring that we do.
I guess it's not an answer to this question, but I wanted to bring this up in that do you get sometimes the politics or sometimes the political causes that you will take on, like this project, do you think that sometimes gets in the way of the music, or that maybe that people don't look at the music sometimes as much as they would? Sometimes you're active as part of being in the band, or you feel that's part of your responsibility?
Well, it's a couple different questions there, actually, because I think that both Amy and I agree that, you know, responsibility to take action in your communities or in your lives is a personal responsibility and not necessarily one of a musician. And it's a personal journey, too, you know. Each person handles it differently and gets inspired at different times and has different gifts and so on. So I have to take all those things into account. But, you know, as far as musically, I think there are some people who may... You know, it's like any bunch of people who follow an artist and maybe they like that artist's personal love songs or something rather than political songs. And so if the music takes a political bent, then possibly you might lose a few along the way, or they'll just wait till your next love song album comes out or whatever, if you know what I mean. But yeah, for me and Amy, the politics are so inextricably tied to our lives and to our, you know, our reasons for being, that they're just bound to get into the music. So we ask patience and also sharing for the people who are going to be listening to our music.
Okay, good. Thanks. Liz, thanks for calling Modern Rock Live. You're on with the Indigo Girls.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering where your song Ghost originated from.
It was like a conglomeration of a bunch of different relationships. It's about being haunted by other people.
Ooh. Was it scary?
No, it's not. It just hurts. It's not scary. But
oh, okay,
that's okay. That's the way love is. You know that, Tom.
Okay, please, of course. Steven, you're next.
Yes, I've got three questions. My first question is, what was the first song you wrote and recorded together? And my second question is, I read somewhere that you were going to do a summer tour with primarily female acts such as Jewel and Luscious Jackson. I was wondering if that was true and what the tour was called. And my third question is, Tom, what was it like to play on the Curfew album?
Well, I'll tell you, we were in the studio for quite a long time, and both Emily and Amy were very nice to me, and gave me my own dressing room and my own trailer. It was very nice being on that record. So, thanks for putting me on it. That was very cool. I got a lot of phone calls from a lot of friends around the country, and it was very cool. Anyway, back to the question. I'm sorry.
The first songs that we actually did original songs that we recorded, one of them was called Crazy Game that Emily wrote. The other one was called Everybody's Waiting for Someone to Come Home To that I wrote. And but before that, we made this little cassette, and I think it was a song called Back Together Again, which is actually on 1200 Curfews. And then a song I wrote called Tuesday's Children. So corny.
Basement tapes.
And then, let's see, the other question. Oh, we're going to play some of the Lilith Fair tour dates, which is our leg is August 9th through the 23rd. And some of the people that will be on our shows will be Tracy Chapman and Emmylou Harris, Sean Colvin, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Jewel.
Sarah.
And Sarah, of course, Sarah McLaughlin. It's her her tour that she's putting together.
This is going to be a great tour. I mean, if you get a chance to see it anywhere around the country, please check it out, because it's some good performances part of the summer tour. The Indigo Girls are with us live on Modern Rock Live, and we're going to ask them to pick up their instruments again and do another song for us. And what are we going to hear now?
Oh, we're actually going to do an old one right now. I don't know why I wanted to do this song tonight, but I did. So we're going to do Closer to Fine.
Oh, very cool. Indigo Girls on Modern Rock Live.